Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. Fabulous Adam Richard here with your regular dose of Doctor Who. make it sound like Metamucil. So I'm watching The Infinite Quest, the animated thing with the thing I just called it, with David Tennant and Freema Agyeman. It's pitched at children. In fact, when you put the DVD in, it says BBC Children's or BBC Kids or something. And it was in totally Doctor Who. I know in the last episode I was getting quite antsy about it being a feature-length animation, and it was only 45 minutes. But then, you know, the Legend of the Sea Devils was being touted as a special episode, and it was only 47. So, look, it's what Doctor Who does. It oversells itself. Ever since the Russell T. Davies era and their cartoon. Anyway, in the last episode, the TARDIS stopped suddenly, but carried by the gigantic robot parrot that is in different sizes every scene that it's in. So the Doctor and Martha get out of the TARDIS and there are robot parrots everywhere. And Martha says they've died and gone to Billotti Heaven. And then the parrot goes, Billotti Heaven, Billotti Heaven. Which is a reference to Billotti from The Goodies. Did a whole bunch of, like, I think he did like bird documentaries or maybe just general animal documentaries, but he did like kind of bird watching things. And it's kind of like, so for Australian Doctor Who fans of my age, the Goodies and Doctor Who were intricately linked, mainly because they looked the same. Like, you know, there were outdoor things shot on film and then the indoor stuff was on videotape and they just looked like the exact same show, essentially, probably because they're being made by the same people. And they had, you know, similar guest casts, like, you know, Philip Maddock would turn up, John Pertwee would turn up in the Goodies, like, people would cross over, like Bernard Breslau and stuff. Like, so you'd see people in both shows. And also in Australia, they were on back to back. Like Goodies was at 6 o'clock every night, and Doctor Who was at 6:30. So, like, not all the time. Sometimes like Kenny Everett was on. Sometimes other shows were on. But essentially, it was the Goodies and Doctor Who for much of my childhood. So they're inextricably linked. The other reason this is quite a touchstone, having mentioning Bill Oddie, is that he is in a Big Finish audio called Doctor Who and the Pirates, which Matt from Patreon suggested I do as a special bonus episode, but I may. It's ancient. it's from the really early run of the range. It does feature Evelyn, who's my favorite character. It's a Colin Baker story, and Bill Oddie is a pirate, but it's a musical. And it just feels weird, like, to have a Doctor Who musical. Like, it was at the time when, you know, they weren't making the TV show, so Big Finish could do whatever they wanted with Doctor Who. If they wanted to make a musical one week with pirates, then fine, they could. Also, it's kind of like, you know, a terrible thing has happened, and the musical is sort of, you know, and kind of like a story, a metaphorical story in a way of something else, or allegorical story of something else that's happening. Anyway, it's a really good audio, and I really do suggest you check it out. I absolutely loved it. Yeah, anyway, that stars Bill Oddie, and this is a very pirate-themed story. I mean, I am in the middle of my pirate month, or months. This pirate theme could go forever. And that's the reason I'm watching The Infinite Quest, because of the pirate business. Anyway, that's Bill Oddie. Oh my God, it's taken me half this episode to talk about them getting out of the TARDIS. Anyway, the reason I think that this is like definitely a reference to Doctor Who and the Pirates is that it was written by Alan Barnes, directed by Gary Russell, who have both worked for Big Finish for a very long time. I think Gary Russell like started Big Finish with like Nicholas Briggs and stuff. And he's gone on to like this. I think this like directing for this animation, he ended up doing a lot of animation stuff for like in Australia. And he's directed a bunch of the reconstructions, the animated ones. So, yeah, he's kind of moved into animation now. But, yeah, I think this Billy Oddie reference is definitely a big, fat robot Easter egg by the Big Finish crew. Just laying it here in this animation. So the giant robot parrot is called Core. Hilarious. Caw. His name's Caw. This is his home planet. And then he spews up a badge for Martha for saving his life, which is like a badge of like, it looks like a bit like him. And so she puts it on. Hilarious. And then the parrot tells them that Balthazar has been released from Vol'Agnor. Which, of course, the Doctor is very smug about and rubs in that he guessed correctly that that's exactly where Balthazar would have been sent. Apparently, Balthazar's reformed now, but Core thinks he's going to come and get him for having sold him out for a bar of gold. Apparently, Core eats the gold, which is what the Doctor tells Martha. And Balthazar is seeking the infinite. Oh, that's why it's called The Infinite Quest. And it has his heart's desire there. And the Doctor says the infinite is a myth. You know, he says there's things in space that predate their reality, things from the dark times. Then we see like a busted spaceship hanging in space, but it looks like an old kind of, like it's a spaceship, but it's looks like a sea ship, but like a big, like a destroyer or something, like, you know, a great big modern iron ship. And there's a great big kind of cross in the side that's been cut into it with lightning in it. It's quite an effective scene. I like it. And, you know, it's floating in space and there's really, you know, there's planets nearby and debris floating around. It's kind of cool. I will say I really like the design of all the animations in this. Yeah, like the Dr. Rabbit's on about the dark times, the Arachnos and the Autons, and there's a myth that if anyone finds the infinite, they'll get their heart's desire. He says all this while we're looking at the what I guess is the infinite, the big, you know, the big Navy destroyer that looks like a spaceship that looks like a Navy destroyer. It's weird. It reminds me of like, so the spaceship Yamato, was that the name of this? But Star Blazers, was that the show? Oh my God, that was also on before the goodies. It was like a 5 o'clock, 5:30 thing on the ABC. And it had the best song. Anyway, and the one in the spaceship in Macross, the Robotech cartoon, that looked like a big ship that could fly. So like, it's like, it doesn't need to look like that because they're designed like that to float on the water. Like, you don't need them to look like that to go in space. You don't need to be aerodynamic in space. I've never understood aerodynamic spaceships. It's like, There's no air to be dynamic in. Like, there's literally no friction. Like, it's outer space. It's vacuum. Like, you could push a square. I mean, that's my favorite thing about the Borg in Star Trek, is that it's like, yeah, it's a cube. It doesn't need to be aerodynamic because there's no air. Anyway, I've gone off onto a spaceship rant. Because I'm a lunatic. By the way, Kor is played by Toby Longworth, who is a long-standing actor at Big Finish. I think I've got a CD signed by him. I might not. I don't know if I've got it anymore. But yeah, it was like I subscribed to the CDs for a while, and they sent me a signed one as like a gift, and it was signed by Toby Longworth. And he used to play Judge Dredd when Big Finish had the license to do Judge Dredd audios. But now Penguin are doing the Judge Dredd audios, and they've got Joseph Fiennes playing Judge Dredd, which is really interesting. Like, he's a really interesting cast for that, because he's kind of quiet and menacing, whereas, you know, you always think of Judge Dredd as being extra gruff. But yeah, it's kind of, I really like them. Anyway, oh my God, this, who knew that this animation would lead down to so many weird tangential cul-de-sacs? I've barely gotten through the start of the episode. Maybe it is feature length. Animation. It's going to be a feature-length version of this podcast. I think I'll probably talk about this animation for longer than it actually goes for, because I've found so many ridiculous things to to natter on about. Just while the Doctor's rabbiting on about the Rachnos and the Autons from the Dawn of Time, I'm rabbiting on about anything but this episode. I've rabbited on so much the music has started. All right, I will attempt to continue this in the next episode, or I'll talk about a heap of other stuff.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.